Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County HCE took a walk in the park on April 12th at the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course. This is going to be a weekly walk if anybody would like to join us. It takes about 30 minutes, and we walked about a mile and a half, and it's just a leisurely walk through the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course. The course is cleared, so it's an easy walk, great time to share friends and stories. And if you're planning on coming, just contact the extension office so we know how many to expect, and please join us for a walk in the park. The Hamilton County 4-H Foundation will hold a trivia contest at the McLeansboro Elks on Friday, April 26th. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and trivia starts at 7. There will be a light meal provided. We will have several different games, including a silent auction, a 50-50 drawing, turkey trays, and a chance to spin the wheel to see if you win. So it'd be a great way to come out, get a team together. It's $20 per person, teams of up to 8 people, and there'll be 3 rounds of 25 questions each. So if you'd like to come to that, contact the extension office at 643-3416. We'd be glad to have your team. The Hamilton County Rotary will hold a disc golf tournament on May 11th at Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course. It's $35 per person, $70 a team. There'll be a $100 payout per division. There are 2 divisions. One is recreational and the other is advanced. They will play 36 holes total, 18 in the morning, take an hour for lunch, and then another 18 in the afternoon. There's 2 people for a team, and the top team in recreational and the top team in advanced will both be awarded the $100, and the 4 top players will also receive a nice basket of goods. If you're interested in participating in that tournament, just go on to the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course website, and you can register there for that tournament. The City of McLeansboro will hold a citywide cleanup on May 6th through the 9th, Monday through Wednesday from 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and on Thursday, 7:45 a.m. till 6 p.m. Items can be dropped off at 312 West Market, which is the light plant. Cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, or any liquid or yard waste. Doors on all white goods must be securely fastened or removed, and please, no after-hours dumping. I'm excited to share there's an additional showing opportunity for 4-H'ers in the lower 49 counties this year. The regional showcase, in partnership with the Des Moines State Fair, will be held beginning with the general projects will come in on August 17th, and those will stay through the duration of the fair. Then the following weekend will be the livestock shows. They will take place on Friday, August 23rd, and Saturday, August 24th. The Department of Ag has waived the 72-hour rule for this event, but there will be a $5 stall fee per animal. Friday will be the goat and sheep show, as well as the swine weigh-in. Parking is free that night. Saturday will be beef, dairy, and swine shows. $10 parking on those days. Registration opened on March 1st and will close August 1st. So if you'd like to have your opportunity to exhibit at the Illinois State Fair, please sign up. The livestock dates have been set for Hamilton County 4-H shows and all shows. June 10th will be the general project show at the Big Red Barn, and then that evening will be a drive-through pork chop dinner held at the fairgrounds in the 4-H building. There will be a lot of things going on during the fair with 4-H activities and fair activities, so it would be a great time to come out. They're trying to get the fair back on track. So the fair itself will start with the demolition derby on June 8th. On June 9th, there will be family fun night. On June 10th will be the 4-H pork chop dinner. The 11th will be arena cross racing. The 12th will be a grease pig contest. 13th will be a ITPA tractor pull. The 14th will be a whippoorwill rodeo. And the 15th will be mud bog truck races. So there's lots to come out for. In the midst of all the things going on at the fair, we will hold our actual 4-H fair and exhibits that same week. So on June 13th, the Poultry and Rabbit Show will be held at 9 a.m. The Small Pets Dog and Cat Show will be held at 1 p.m. The weigh-in will be 4 to 6 p.m. And the Farm Follies will be held starting at 6:30. On June 14th will be the Livestock Show at 8 a.m. The Hospitality Tent will open at 1 p.m. Awards presentation will be at 1:30. And the 4-H Livestock Auction will be at 2. So plenty to come out, support the 4-H activities, and then stick around for the evening activities each night. Should be a great time for all. The 4-H food stand will be open every night during the fair. Don't forget to stop by there and pick up some great pork chops and pork barbecue. There's lots of activities. Congratulations to Gracie Walker, who is a Hamilton County 4-H member who participated in the Hippology and Horse Bowl contest. She placed first place in the intermediate category, and she will qualify to go on to state to compete at the next level. National Day of Service have been set for Saturday, April 27th. All counties and 4-H members are asked to participate in the Day of Service. Those all have been registered, and they'll be listening for more opportunities for 4-H members to participate in these events. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.